1450 KBMW.
All right, back here in the driver's seat. Good morning. Welcome to Monday, November 10th. We have got clouds. Got 25 degrees. Thank you very much for waking up with us here this morning. Well, it's Monday. Got to do what we do and talk with Breckenridge School Superintendent Christy Sullivan on the phone with me this morning. Christy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I am doing well, Christy. First of all, congratulations. Referendum passed, and let the wheels start turning, right?
Right. Yeah. I just wanted to say a huge thank you to everybody who showed up to vote and showed your overwhelming support. We have very exciting things coming in our near future.
You certainly do. A lot of good stuff coming up, Christy. Well, give us an update. What's going on in the Breckenridge school system this week?
Yeah, tonight our kindergarten through sixth grade will have parent-teacher conferences. Those begin at 3:45 and will go until 7:15 tonight at our elementary school. And we will also have our regular board meeting today at 4 p.m. in the high school media center. Tomorrow, we have our Veterans Day program at 9 a.m. at the BHS Gymnasium. All community members are welcome to come. We've got great musical selections planned and a keynote speaker who will share her experience about her deployments, multiple deployments in the military. Also tomorrow, junior high girls basketball will play Circle of Nations at our elementary school. Those games will be at 4:30 and at 5:30. Wednesday, we've got a late start. Thursday, 7th grade girls basketball versus Pelican Rapids at our elementary school. That game is at 4:30. And then Saturday, our girls varsity basketball will have a scrimmage at Sauk Center. And what we're all waiting for, our varsity football versus Murray Central at 11:30 at the U.S. Bank Stadium. And that is for the semifinals of the Minnesota State Class A Football Championship.
So what do you think about your Cowboys taking it to the bank, Christy?
Oh, it's just so exciting, Bill. Their game on Saturday was just a blowout. It was so fun to watch, and I can't wait to see that momentum continue.
Definitely a well-oiled machine. Christy, anything else you need to cover here before we sign off?
Just everybody, please come out to this Veterans Day program. It's the biggest event of the year for our school and for our community, and we sure hope to see a great turnout.
Christy, always great to talk with you. Have a great week, and go Cowboys. We will catch up next Monday, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you, Bill.
That is Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School Superintendent, and that is Breckenridge School News. It is brought to you here at the Voice of the Valley by Matt and Amanda Frederick, your State Farm insurance agents. It's 8:45 here. And time for another edition of Point of Law. It is brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wapton, home of the Ceramic Shine Car Wash.
You submit an idea to a company with the understanding that if they use the idea, they will pay you. Just what does use mean? We'll find out in the case of the Sorrowful Soap. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.
Mary Whitelaw was an executive by inheritance. Her grandfather had started a soap company in 1876. It had done quite well, but recently sales were beginning to fall off. One day, Joe Morgan, a retired soap executive, met with Mary and suggested a way to update the image of her product and dramatically increase sales. He suggested a new soap under a different label and designed just for women. Joe revealed his idea in confidence and with the understanding that if Mary used it, she would pay him a reasonable amount. Mary listened politely but said the company had no interest in changing directions in such a way. In the weeks that followed, Mary found herself reflecting on Joe's idea. She mentioned it to her advertising manager, who thought it was a good idea and suggested they test market the product in Chicago. One day, Mary received a call from Joe Mason demanding payment for his idea, and she refused to pay the price he asked, so he sued. Mason's attorney said that he submitted his idea in confidence on the understanding that Mary would not use it without his consent. She did, and that constituted both a breach of contract and a breach of confidence. Mary's attorney argued that there was no breach here since there was no way of telling if the product worked if they didn't test market it first. He said the marketing department was still evaluating the results, and that when and if the product was deemed successful, payments would be made. Mason's claim, he said, was premature, and the case should be dismissed. What did the court decide about the slippery soap business? We'll find out in a moment.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. The one that's listening to Point of Law. Did you know that All Seasons Car Wash is more than a self-service car wash with dryers and an undercarriage wash?